Cambridge's City Hall Annex was built in 1871, and since then it has endured an arduous existence. In 1899, the building caught fire, destroying the roof. 100 years later, the building had to be evacuated because of mold.
Instead of simply patching up the problem, city officials decided that this would be a good opportunity to renovate the building.
Not only did they fix the mold problem, they made the building more eco-friendly as well. From the HVAC system to the photovoltaic panels, this is one of the greenest buildings in the city.
Well, I don't think everybody knows what an HVAC system is.
That would be heating, ventilation, and air conditioning.
And the system in this building relies on geothermal energy. Tim Bonner, Supervisor of Building Systems for the City of Cambridge, explains.
They pump 55-degree water from the ground into geothermal heat pumps. And those in turn supply three air handlers that are rooftop units that supply, you know, the air into the various offices. It does both cooling and heating. They'll supply chill water in the summer and hot water in the winter.
The photovoltaic panels lie flat on the roof so that they do not disturb the historic look of the building. Even though they don't produce a large amount of energy, they help to reduce the building's total consumption.
With the additional green features of the building, the energy consumption has decreased by about 30%. Water consumption has decreased as well due to small changes such as automatic faucets and low-flush toilet valves.
The new wood in the building comes from trees certified by the Forest Stewardship Council.
The building has no boiler, uses no fossil fuels, and staff are encouraged to bike to work. When the renovation was done, the building earned a LEED Gold certification. It's one of the oldest buildings in the U.S. to be LEED certified.
For so many years, City Hall Annex has served the community, and now it's contributing to the environment as well.